I think we started our first robot September 6th, and then this is our fourth iteration of the robot. So we've built four different robots just since September.
Fane Williams is one of six InTech Collegiate High School students competing this week at the World VEX Robotics Competition. VEX is a company that offers robotics parts and programming designed to help students develop STEM skills. VEX competitions are hosted on a variety of levels from community to worldwide. Students build robots designed to meet specific competition goals using the VEX parts and guidelines. As they compete throughout the year, they continue to improve their robots with hopes of progressing to the world competition.
Last year we qualified for nationals and we were really close to qualifying for worlds. We missed it by 1 point at the state competition. So this year being able to qualify for worlds is a big deal for us because it's like redemption for last year.
Michael Kaiser is also a member of the team. He says VEX is more popular in Utah than other states, making the competition especially stiff.
Other states don't have that many teams, so teams that aren't very good, they can still qualify just because the competition isn't very high. But here there's some teams down in Salt Lake that are really good, and so to beat them you have to have the best idea.
Since we qualified for Worlds, we knew we needed to build another robot that was better than our past robot, and so we kind of took what went wrong with our other robots and just took the ideas of the past robots but built them more efficient.
They spend day in, day out after school working on this robot, and they're willing to rework it. They find something that's wrong with it, and so they rebuild the robot. It's a living program. They don't just do it as an assignment. They do it as a way of life.
Jens Trontfein is one of the team's mentors. Although he's there while the students work on the robot, he plays a very minimal supporting role.
There's a lot of things we had to overcome as a team. We'd had to figure out our problems and solve them on our own. Like, we have like our mentors and stuff to help us out, but most of it is what we find out.
Olivia Lamb is a senior and plans on studying engineering after graduation. She says the robotics projects have helped her feel more prepared.
It's an experience that we can't replicate in any other fashion. I mean, we can give students a test or give them an assignment that tests their knowledge on specific criteria, but there's nothing that you will walk away with more experience and more knowledge from having the stuff in your hands and building something to reach a goal.
Other team members include Kate Sargent, Ty Russell, and Ben Huenman. Russ and Huenman are juniors and will continue the team next year. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Madeline Mortensen.